Dayton community members are rallying to support Oregon District businesses after a fire New Year's weekend. The fire broke out in the kitchen of Salar Restaurant and Lounge, which was heavily damaged. Smoke also affected other nearby shops, and many of the 5th Street businesses will likely remain closed for months as repairs are made.
Yeah.
The smell of smoke is still present as you enter Hicks Barbershop in the Oregon District. The barbershop is one of a half dozen businesses that were forced to close after the fire. Owner James Hicks opened the shop about 4 years ago through the city's pop-up shop program.
It's a nice, you know, tight-knit community down here.
Before the fire, Hicks says he was close to completing a renovation that would have allowed his already successful business to grow.
Repainted all this. I started working on putting in a second station right here, so I moved a lot of stuff.
Hicks
out.
Has been told that getting back in operation could take anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months, and the current frigid weather conditions won't help with that.
It's been kind of tough reaching out, getting to my customers, letting them know what's going on, because I still have customers calling that have no idea that this has happened.
Thanks to a close friend of his, Hicks will have a place to operate until he can reopen. Other Emporium Building businesses have found temporary homes, but others, like Spice Paradise, which operates under a health department license, has no option but to remain closed. The Oregon community is stepping up to help businesses affected by the fire. Blind Bob's is holding a fundraiser on Tuesday night to help employees who are temporarily out of work, and a GoFundMe account has also been set up to benefit the more than 35 people employed by Salar. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.